Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times
are hard. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Everybody wants to get into the act. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Leslie Grossman. She's been part of our world for a dozen years. Don't know what we'd do without her. Leslie, tell us what you do.
What I do is work with leaders to help them really become the best leader they can, grow their businesses, grow their careers, and focus on what works for them and the people that report to them.
Leslie Grossman, leadership.com, and they can find your books there?
Yep.
And can they find the thing, what we're talking about today, some of the things that women leaders do well, is that available on your website anywhere?
Yes. Well, my blogs are up there, which talk about a lot of those things. And I've got this book in my mind now about this. Stephen Covey did his 7 habits, right, of highly effective.
Right.
And now I'm really thinking about the 7 habits of highly successful women leaders is really a book. So it's brewing in my mind. And right now I'm working with so many women on really helping them establish those habits so that they can really realize what the vision and really make a full contribution to whatever it is or grow their business to the maximum.
Well, good for you. And so, folks, check it out, Leslie Grossman Leadership. We're talking about some of those things. We talked about vision. We talked about voice. What's next?
What's next is trusted relationships. Women that are very successful have very strong relationships with many people around them, other leaders, and they really reach out to them, and they take the time from their work and from their businesses, from the doing, to build those relationships.
Men and women.
Men and women, yes. These are not exclusive to women, but often women don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
And they need to have relationships with men and
women. Why do you think that's the case?
Why? They're so busy being perfect.
Because they can't delegate.
Exactly. They don't delegate. They don't realize how important it is, because those relationships are going to lead to new business, to introductions to the right people, to helping them be better leaders. Women that are super successful do that.
Let me give you a flash, though, Leslie. Delegating is hard for everybody. You know that.
Yes.
It's not easy for men either. It's one of the hardest things I ever learned how to do. If you're an entrepreneur, you started a business, you did every job, and of course, if you did it, that means it was perfect.
Right.
So, if for somebody else to do it, it's going to be less than perfect. So turning those things loose, you really have to have a word with yourself to make that happen. But I do believe, because women take longer to pull the trigger on things. I think women take too long. They cluck over things. They wait too long to pull the trigger too many times. That causes them to – that's the part of this, the perfection thing, and that's where you – if you're a perfectionist, you can't delegate.
Exactly.
Perfectionists don't grow either, by the way. What do you think?
Right, exactly. And they're not doing things differently either. They continue to do things the same way, because if they're not getting out there and learning about new things, new ways of doing things, that old way doesn't work. And we know that for sure in this world. We have to be prepared to change.
Yep.
We have to go with what's happening. And you've written about that in your book. And so we have to constantly be out there. So the guys, though, at least they'll go to the meeting once a week with the Rotary or this thing or that thing. The women often don't do that because they're back at their office and in their company.
They're covered up. And we only got a minute or so. We got to talk about confidence.
Yes, confidence really is affected by how you hold yourself, how you talk to yourself, how you have relationships out there, having a vision and going for it, all the things that are on the list of the 7 habits affect your confidence.
And believing that what you have and what you've done is good enough until you learn something else, which you add to that. But if whatever you have, whatever you know right now, has to, if the trigger has to be pulled today, whatever you know right now is good enough.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't you think that that's what holds a lot of women back?
I do.
Men are too confident. Women are not confident enough.
Right. Exactly. And whatever they are, it is good enough to be able to keep moving forward.
For today. For today.
Yes, for today. And it's constantly changing, and we are constantly learning. And whatever, if we're open to that and have a clear vision, we will be confident.
Perfection will take you down, won't it?
It will.
Yeah. Hey, Leslie, I'm glad you're out there doing this, all this good work, and we appreciate you sharing it with us.
Well, I'm delighted to be here.
Come back soon.
I will.
Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen, LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com. That's her website. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.